BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm India, I'm 15, and I'm from London. You might not know this, but my relative was a person who named Mount Everest Mount Everest. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
India, tell me all about it.
Well, basically, in, like, 1847 or something, my, like, my relative, ancestor person, was trying, struggling to name things because he was, like, the British Surveyor General of India, and so he had to name something, and they didn't have a name for them. It was called Kang Chang Chunga before, and so his friend was with him, colleague, and he was called George Everest, and so he named it after him, but now we call it Everest. But yeah, basically, I'm related to him.
Well, so he's named it after his colleague?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do that, though.
Yeah, probably.
No, actually, I'd probably name it after myself.
Actually, that's true. I probably would probably be better.
But I like that he just named it after his mate. I mean, what you could do, Scott, is you could find me a mountain and just call it Mount...
I don't think I'm comfortable with Mount Chris.
No?
No.
No, nor
am I,
actually.
Doesn't really have a ring to it, does it?
That needs thinking through. Mm. It just seems a bit like, you know, for Christmas, where you can get someone a certificate and name a star after them. It seems a bit like this, but on a bigger... But somehow this is stuck.
It's a grander scale.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's a pretty cool job, though, just going around, like, naming things.
I know, it's a pretty cool job.
Do you reckon there's a modern-day equivalent, someone that still does that?
I don't know. Quite a lot of things are named now, so there's not many things that need to be named.
I'm going to name that the Bull Ring. Why would you do that? Have you ever been up Everest?
No, surprisingly not. It doesn't really tempt me.
Once again, I don't feel comfortable with Mount Chris. So, have you ever been up, Chris?
Yeah. I'm sort of against this as well. I don't want you to scale me. Or explore me.
Right, it's good to speak to you, India.
It's good to speak to you too.
What are you doing the weekend?
Not much. Listening to Radio 1, probably.
Is the right answer.
Yes.
Thank you very much for introducing the show.
Is it right?
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Me and Chris are just going through some old photos today. You know, like sometimes on a Friday, you just go through and think, oh, we've had some good times, haven't we?
We have.
And that one of me and Dappy from last year's Edinburgh show, what is that about?
It's so good. That's when you call me, that's the photo that comes up.
Is it?
Show everyone. It's basically they've swapped clothes.
why can't we show anyone?
Are we allowed to put it up?
It's not. It's nothing.
It's so good.
It's
right.
Nothing bad.
I'll put it up on your Facebook.
On Scott Mills' Facebook.
Yeah.
It's all wrong. It's just I shouldn't be so wearing good. Clothes like that. Has the one that doesn't speak seen it?
I'm just.
Oh, it's amazing. Let's get this on the Scott Mills Facebook. It's pretty special. Dappy, you still owe me a shirt.
It's so good.
It's good, isn't it? Ah, happy times. Right, hope your Friday's going okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Bit of admin here. Hello to this person who says that because of Chris's recommendation as his favourite show in the universe right now, it's Amy, actually. Sorry, it's a girl. She is watching Tipping Point at 5 o'clock today.
Oh, it's so good.
You won't be disappointed, Amy.
You might be.
Well, you might be a little bit. It's the...
In a funny, good way.
It's the show based on those 2p machines that never drop down any money in the amusement arcades.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
Someone has to do it eventually. Also, we have got loads of innuendo bingo, particularly from this morning. I don't know what they were on today, but there's a lot of that from there, so thank you. Next Tuesday is next innuendo bingo, 1:45. Emma off Winchester's been on saying... Listening to the podcast from last Thursday, I realised I'd never seen Chris's face before, so I searched for it on Tumblr. Not only did I find that, like other people, your voice does not match your face, but also that Chris is proper loved by people on Tumblr. When did you realise you had such a big fan base?
I didn't.
Well, you are. They love you on Tumblr, but they still think your voice doesn't match your face.
Well, I'm sorry.
Was that man earlier in the week said you had an intimidating face?
Yeah. I mean, that's been playing on my mind a lot.
Who's been on Twitter?
Angelos.
Yes.
Has been on. I've just seen he's tweeted you.
Oh, what's he saying?
Hello, Scott Mills. What's going on your radio show today? I've got nothing to do until my Olympic event begins.
Love him. He won't be listening. He'll be watching reruns of Homes Under the Hammer again.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
While that song was on, Chris was rambling some absolute nonsense. What are you on about?
Well, you know the Olympic opening ceremony tonight?
Apparently so.
The flame that's going to get lit later on. It's a big secret. Who's going to do it? And I've got this theory that it's you that's going to be lighting the flame.
Right.
And there's a number of reasons why.
Surely it's going to be like the Queen or something. Or James Bond. I want it to be either of those.
What are you saying by that? Like Daniel Craig, you mean?
The current James Bond.
I'm almost certain it's going to be you. And I've been sort of gathering evidence to back up my...
Not Roger Moore.
Back up my theory here. Shall I go through it?
Brosnan will be all right. Go on then. It's me, is it?
I'm convinced. Number one, as far as I know, you haven't carried the torch yet, whereas most celebrities have.
I haven't.
I saw French and Saunders doing it yesterday.
Really? Brucey was good. Brucey did it. Or was it yesterday?
Yeah. Good flame.
Good flame.
So that's number one. Number two, you told us...
whoa. Hang on a second. So because I haven't carried the torch yet...
They're saving you for the big one.
Yeah, right. Okay. I don't think that's going to happen at all.
Number two, you told me that you're not free any night this week.
That's right.
And you've also told me you're not free tonight.
I'm not, no.
And that, because we're going away this weekend, I've got to meet you at the airport tomorrow morning rather than stay at yours and travel to the airport together.
That's right. What's wrong with that?
Well, that makes it sound like you're busy.
Well, I am busy. But not with this.
Number three, I've done some extensive research and I've
noticed
that...
actually written it down.
Tonight's lottery, they've drafted in OJ Borg.
Yes, I did it on Wednesday. So they don't always... They don't have you're not on twice in a week, ever.
Well, I think they've drafted him in because you're...
I'm not available.
Yes.
No.
Because it's not like you would have been snubbed for the lottery by OJ Borg.
No.
They wouldn't rather have him, surely.
I don't know. Ask them.
My fourth bit of evidence, I haven't heard that you're not doing it.
Well, that's a compelling piece of evidence, isn't it?
And my fifth is that Jen in the office upstairs has heard a rumour that you're doing it, which only confirmed my suspicions.
Are you actually serious?
Yeah.
You're not at all. Jen in the office did not say that.
She did. She's heard a rumour.
No, she hasn't.
But finally, my final bit of evidence came from... You got a call earlier, didn't you? From Sebastian Coe.
Yes, I did.
But what you didn't know is that it wasn't Lord Coe.
Oh, right.
It was us trying to see if you would admit to it.
No way.
And you completely fell for it.
Yeah, that's right, I did.
So if everyone has listened to this...
I'd like to hear it, yeah.
They'll hear you admit to... to doing the Olympic flame tonight.
Hello.
Scott.
Hello?
Seb.
Sorry, who?
Lord Coe. Sebastian Coe.
Pardon?
Sebastian Coe. Can you hear me all right, Scott?
It's quite a bad line.
Sorry about that. I'm just double-checking that everything's still okay for tonight.
What do you mean?
For the torture-me thingamy-bob.
In what way?
Well, the lighting bit. You.
Right.
Doing the lighting.
Doing the lighting?
Of the torch. We've been talking about this loads recently. Did you get the suit okay?
The what?
The suit.
The suit?
The tracksuit. I'm sorry, it's white. We can't help these things. Oh, well, it's all going to be fine. You just need to turn up tonight. I was going to say, though, can you bring some matches, just in case?
What, to light the torch?
Yeah. We can't have it not working. That'll be, like, well, embarrassing. Very embarrassing.
Shall I bring those big ones?
Yes. Were you happy with the rehearsal last night, or was there anything you want me to change?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
No, you were there.
I wasn't there.
Look, Scott, you know, I know what you're trying to do, but that secrecy clause we made you sign, you don't have to be like that with me.
All right, OK.
I'm on a secure line, that's why I sound funny.
Right, is that why your voice is weird?
Yeah, it's a secure line, it's like properly plugged into the wall and everything.
I promise you I was not there last night.
Just tell me, are you doing it?
Doing what?
The torch. All I need you to say is... I am lighting the Olympic flame tonight. Yes, it is me.
It's not me, though.
But it is, though.
Why would they choose me? Exactly.
I'm not entirely... But it is. It is. It is
it
you.
It isn't, though.
It isn't, though. You can tell me.
I'm not.
Uncle Seb.
I've got to go.
Okay, my last Jenny Faulkner.
Okay, good. She'll do it. Gotta go then.
Okay.
Bye, Seb.
You do know it's not really Seb, don't you? Oh.
See, I think that's proof enough.
Absolutely.
And what you didn't know, that was actually Becky.
No.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills
Daily. That is my big thing this week. What do you think? Last day to play in it, Simple Plan, featuring Sean Paul and Summer Paradise. If it's hot and sunny where you are, that would have sounded amazing. Joseph, off of Detroit's been on, one of our international listeners, listens on the podcast, but sometimes listens live on the internet. Because you can. Joseph says he loved when we were playing foreign versions of songs. Remember when we played the Spanish version of Irreplaceable by Beyonce?
Oh, that was so good.
Really good. Just instantly makes you feel like you're on holiday. That Simple Plan record already is a holiday tune, but imagine if Simple Plan did a version in French. Well, they have. Joseph in Detroit has brought this to my attention. Thank you. See this? When you put this on, will make you think that you're somewhere on the French Riviera. I gotta find my way back. Oh, why is Sean Paul not in French? That would have been a treat. Here we go. There you are, in the French Riviera. Hopefully not Normandy.
What's your
Who wants to do that?
Why have you got a problem with Northern France?
I've always had a problem with Northern France. You know this.
I'm not sure I did.
We've talked about this a lot on the show over the years. I just don't see the point of it.
Of Northern France?
Middle of France, fine. South of France, lovely.
Is this serious?
Northern France, what's the point of that? Anyway, back to Simple Plan. Here we go. Oh. Oh, it's hoping for a French chorus, boys. You let me down. Just the verse, then. Oh. Yeah. Who knew that la da 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 is the same in French? Anyway, back to Northern France. It's just that there's not much to do. I've spent many holiday there with my dad.
There's loads to do.
There isn't really.
The Bayeux Tapestry.
Oh, let's go to the Hypermarché again. Oh, good. Well, maybe we could go to the Boulangerie. Oh, no, that's closed at 3 o'clock.
I can't believe your beef with Northern France.
Yeah. It continues. The Scott Mills Daily. So I'm excited about the Olympics tonight. I'll be watching it from my mum's house. I'm not lighting the torch.
Yeah, as you see, you that already sounds like a lame excuse.
Sounds sus, doesn't
it? You're blatantly lighting the torch.
Yeah, they've saved me till last, of course. And I'm also getting excited because it's not long now, a few weeks, until we're at the Edinburgh Festival again. It's come around quick. August 13th, we're going to be there. And if you're going to be in Edinburgh at the time, we will tell you nearer the time how maybe you can get some tickets to come and see our fun and filth cabaret. But if you can't make it, don't worry, because you'll be able to listen to it and watch it all on the Radio 1 website and on the BBC Red button. Every evening, let's say the weather is nice still, 3 weeks later. Imagine you've gone for a few drinks with your mates down the pub, summer evening. Come in, put the BBC Red button on and watch some cabaret. It's perfect post-pub viewing. What are you going to be doing at the festival, at the cabaret? Because at the moment you don't really have a role.
I thought leave it to the professionals, you know?
And people will be thinking, well, why is he there? What? So are you going to perform? I'm performing. I don't know what yet.
No, I don't think so, no.
I've got a few ideas. If anyone wants to suggest what I should perform, of course I sang Guy Love with David Hasselhoff last year, quite badly.
I think you should do your impressions. You're good at them. Do Nick Grimshaw now.
I can't really do them on demand. Grimmy, yeah?
Yeah, Grimmy.
Oh, sick. Totally lols. Like to me getting the breakfast show.
It's really good.
Sick.
Do Sarah Cox.
Sick.
Do Sarah Cox.
All right, babe. Sazzle ear. They're kind of the same, aren't they?
They are the same, yeah.
So that's my impressions. Done. I don't think people want to see that.
I don't know what I could... I don't know what I could possibly do. I could...
Yeah, what are you going to do? Because there needs to be a reason for you to be there.
I could try and break a world record. Or I could do something like I could try and eat, like, 300 chicken nuggets in an hour. Or, do you know what I mean?
On stage?
Well, yeah, but...
Every night?
Well, I mean, that would be great, because then by the end of it, I'd have, like, 4 world records. If I could think of 4 challenges...
Yes.
Then what I could do is just do one per night.
I like this. You could break a world record every single night, because we're on for 4 nights in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And people could watch it. In fact, if you want to suggest a record that Chris could break, then maybe you want to text me.
This could go wrong.
81199. We're just looking for loads of ideas, and we want audience input from you lot. So 81199, if you want to suggest what I could perform or what record Chris could break.
I don't know how we'd do this. So I suppose it would be 4 challenges.
Yeah.
And
not an hour though. Like, it has to be within a few minutes probably. Or do we just come back to him?
No.
Okay. Yeah. All right. An hour. Yeah.
I can't eat 300 chicken nuggets that quickly.
In 3 minutes? No, probably not.
We'd probably need an hour for that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Sam.
Hi.
Where are you today?
Just finished work. I'm in Church Pesley in Derbyshire.
And it's Friday.
Love it.
What are you saying?
I think at the Edinburgh Tattoo, you should do a man versus food style challenge.
A lot of the suggestions coming in are man versus food style, which I like.
Yeah. Which one are you saying?
The one where he has to eat the 5 pounds of Alaskan crab in about 40 minutes.
I think I've seen that one.
I'm not a competitive eater. I'm a bit worried about this.
You are now.
Yeah.
Any others you might want to suggest?
I'm trying to think which others he's done.
There's so many good ones.
That was a good one. The hot chilies where he has to work his way through, like, the hottest chilies in the world.
Well, he's kind of done that already on this show, though.
Yeah.
But that would still be good. We could reprise it in Edinburgh.
So painful.
Yeah? Be good to watch.
I think we could go hotter.
Oh, God, really?
Do you remember that day when...
I cried.
Greg Foote came in off of Science, off of BBC Three, and you were, like, giving it the big one, like, yeah, it'll be all right. Well, how hot can it be? It's only a chili. It's a vegetable. And then you were actually physically crying.
I've never felt pain like it the next day. Never.
It continued for a few days, if I remember, from your text that you were sending me.
I mean, there's a few things. With this man versus food idea, if we did it, I mean, we could do, like, a 6-foot sub. That kind of stuff.
No, that's, like, loads of people do that. We need to take it up a level. That's all over YouTube.
You want original.
Boring. I want, yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Yes, it's Friday. Olympic ceremony, opening ceremony tonight. That's what it's called. And I'm going to be watching it at my mum's house. Are you going?
I'm not going, no. I'm just trying to work out what I'm going to do for it.
I heard Tina on Moyles' show earlier saying she's going, and I think Aled's going as well. I'm looking forward to watching it with my mum on the TV from the BBC. I've just met some of the boys' team from today's Feet Up Friday with Greg James in the Radio 1 reception.
Do you do that every week? Every week you tend to go meet the boys' team from the Feet Up Friday.
Well, yeah.
Something you do.
Just like to say hello. And they're looking athletic. They've come dressed for the occasion. Let's put it that way.
Are they Olympians?
No. I wouldn't say that was the case. But they are wearing sweatbands and vests.
Can I just say that some of the text suggestions for things to do for my man versus food challenges in Edinburgh, they're truly horrifying.
I know. And you're not a competitive eater.
No, I'm not. And I worry that I'm going to let people down.
Well, I think you just got to do your best. That's all we can ask. Now, I've just found something which I think is worth doing. Now, you shouldn't laugh at this. I'm going to read you an article from a newspaper last year.
Right.
Now, this is a restaurant in Edinburgh. I'll just read you it as it goes, okay?
Okay, yep.
A curry house has promised to cool down its world's hottest chili competition after 2 entrants ended up in A&E.
Oh, no.
Competitors who tucked into the extra-hot Kismot Killer Curry were left writhing on the floor in agony, vomiting and fainting. Two British Red Cross workers overseeing the event at the Kismot Indian restaurant in Edinburgh became overwhelmed by the number of casualties and ambulances were called. Now that's what I'm talking about. Half of them dropped out halfway through because they saw the others bombing.
And you want me to do something like this?
I quite like it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, here's another person that wants to be on in the Fun and Filth Cabaret on their webcam in Edinburgh in a few weeks. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm in the toilet in the pub now.
You're in a toilet in a pub?
Yeah.
It really sounds like you are too. Don't say the name of the pub, but where is the pub?
In the meeting.
Okay. Are you too embarrassed to maybe... Are you in the pub garden or something drinking?
I am, yeah, but I can't come out there.
Right, so you're too embarrassed, so you've locked yourself into the toilet cubicle to do what you're about to do.
I have.
Which is your talent, obviously.
I really hope there's someone in the cubicle next door. Right now.
I'm making sure there's no one in there. I'm not checking all the doors to make sure there's nobody else in there.
Someone's blatantly walking in now. And yeah. Thinking, I'll leave it a minute.
Why don't you just shout? Will you shout, hello, is there anyone there, just to make sure?
Hello, is there anyone there? No.
I would quite like it if someone walked in there.
Really,
I'd love it, I'd love it.
So what is it you do that maybe we could feature on the Fun and Filth Cabaret?
Well, I can do the crazy frog in a dodo voice. And yesterday I heard the guy singing Greece in the foreign language and I thought, I can definitely beat that.
Right, hang on a second. You do Crazy Frog in a Dido voice?
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
And when did you first realise you could do this amazing thing?
Well, when the Crazy Frog was in fashion, when everyone had it as a ringtone and stuff, I realised that I could do a perfect, pitch-perfect impression of it. But I can't sing, normally. I can't just sing. But I can do... Crazy, I can do Dido's voice as well.
You can't sing, but you can sing Dido.
Yeah.
Right.
No, that came out well wrong, didn't it? No, it's just because her voice is different, isn't it?
Certainly is.
I understand.
I haven't heard it for a while, her voice.
It's just I know that's a bit harsh to be saying that on the radio.
Well, it's fine. It's her fault for not making any music.
Well, it is. You're right. But I can do, White Flag. I can do that one really well, so I thought I'd combine it together. It's a bit of a laugh, really.
I can do White Flag. Okay, right. I want to hear this.
Wow. Okay.
Ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? That's
now,
what I need to ask. Yeah.
Yes, live from a pub toilet in Nuneaton, here's Katie with Dido and the Crazy Frog. Go.
Ring, bada, bing, 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 ba, 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 ba.
I didn't hear any Dido, I don't think.
That is Dido, of course it is. Did you not pick it up?
Can I have it again?
It must be because I'm in the toilet with the echo.
Hold the phone away from you a bit.
That's exactly right.
Hold the phone away, a little bit further away. Go on.
Okay, I'll do that then, but I won't be able to hear you. Don't talk.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Ding ding ba bing 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 ba 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 ba.
Are you sure Dido hasn't just walked into the cubicle?
She did.
This is the greatest talent I've ever heard.
Oh, thanks.
It's almost as if Dido was here with me. Ha, now.
I know.
Good morning.
Okay, good. No. Well, it's not up to me. It's up to our talent scouts, Dan and Phil. Thankfully, I'm passing the buck to them. But
if they think
that your Crazy Frog Dido perfect pitch is good enough, then you can be on a webcam.
It's so good.
Webcam at the Fun and Filth Cabaret. It's random enough, definitely, for what we're looking for.
That's what I mean. It's different.
Yeah, you should definitely watch it as well. August 13th, it's going to be on Red Button and online as well.
Definitely will.
Okay, well, you might hear from us soon.
All right, then, wicked.
Okay, back to the pub garden, then.
All right, then.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You know, I'm obsessed with foreign supermarkets.
Yeah.
You know about this?
Yeah.
If you've not heard this before, the first thing I do when I go to a foreign land is to go to supermarkets and see what different brands they have. It can be a different chocolate bar. That excites me. It can be a different kind of washing up liquid or a fabric softener. Anything like that gets me excited because you can't get it here. My latest addiction? Everything in those mini sizes.
Because I travel.
Yeah, because I travel a lot at the moment. I'm going back and forth from Greece.
Yeah.
I am now loving the really small toothpaste. I used to be like all about the massive containers.
I was going to say, what's happened?
It's gone the other way. I'm now all about the... Do you see that mini suntan lotion?
The miniatures, yeah.
I love the miniatures.
You used to be obsessed with big things, and now you're happy with...
I'm fine with pocket size now.
Good.
You'll notice tomorrow, when you come to the airport with me... You are coming tomorrow, right?
Of course I'm coming.
Okay. You'll notice that I will spend a lot of money on the miniatures because I'm obsessed. Mm. You can get miniature everything. It's brilliant. And I want to transfer this to my home. I want to see a time quite soon where you can get, like, your mini washing up liquid. Like a little tiny one, the same size as those ones, but so you can take it through airport security.
But then what are you doing? Are you going to have the same size cupboards, but you're going to fill it with lots of
with
these
mini,
little things? Or are you
yeah.
going to get smaller cupboards?
That's my new jam. That's my new thing. I want mini everything.
It's your small thing?
Yeah, it's my small thing this week. It could change.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There's always someone with an obsession too far, isn't there? Hi, Leanne on the M25. I also have a small thing obsession. I'm currently collecting mini kitchen utensils. So far, mini frying pan, grater and rolling pin. No, that's just weird. I just like the little shampoo bottles because they're cute, aren't they? Look at them. Like, not even
you
the real
weekend,
size.
Mate.
Not
what
even
you...
the real size. After 3:30, you can win some Scott Mills points for the weekend, which will come in really handy. Maybe you're doing a big shop this weekend.
Maybe you could, like, collect all the points and you could be upgraded to first class as a listener. Do you know what I mean? We could have some kind of...
What, like, the listening version of speedy boarding?
Yeah, you could become a priority listener.
You could get express check-in. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to work on what it actually gets you. But yeah, I quite like it.
But generally, we'll bump you up to first class if you get enough points.
Yeah. Get a bigger seat, bigger, more leg room.
Better listening
what
experience.
What am I on about? After 3:30, I really enjoyed the Whose Autobiography Is This game yesterday, so we're going to do it again. I do like titles of celeb autobiographies. So, after 3:30, Scott Mills points to be had on Oh, What's Occurring?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's occurring?
And now, a chance to top up your Scott Mills points on Oh, What's Occurring? What's funny?
I think you need to go into more detail about Clement Marfo and, like, what you mean when you say nice lads. Have you met them?
I met them the other day. Clement's nice, and so are the front line.
Did you not speak to them individually? You're just like, all right, the front line? And they're like, all right, Scott Mills.
I think one of them is called Kojo. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, good. It's time for Oh, What's Occurring? Maybe you're saving up your points for the highball glasses or for Christmas or for the foot spa. If you are, then it's time to play Whose Autobiography Is This? We've got a selection of celebrity autobiography titles. You've got to tell me who they're by. It's dead simple.
Oh, what's occurring?
Hi, Becky, by the way.
Hello.
Got any good guests for Edinburgh yet?
Yes. It's almost filled my spreadsheet.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
What do you think? I've just been sat upstairs watching the Olympics.
Tell me one person you've booked today. Off air.
That was funny, right? Because he put the microphone down and he went, off air, tell me. And I actually haven't booked anybody today. I've just been doing other confirmation emails and other bits. So there was complete silence in the studio at which point...
Absolutely no need for me to turn the microphones off there because...
We all just looked at each other.
There was silence.
I got embarrassed and laughed and then we turned them back on again.
So today you haven't done anything?
Well, I have.
She's watched the Olympics.
Yeah. And made a hilarious phone call to me as Sebastian Coe.
Did you like that? Did you know it was me?
Oh, come on.
What?
Seriously.
What did you know?
Yes, I did.
At what point?
Quite early on. Okay, let's get to these autobiographies. So, got a new voice of the autobiogs today. And he's going to read out the title. And then you just tell me, who wrote that book? First one.
Better Late Than Never, My Story.
So, Better Late Than Never, My Story. Who wrote that? I think
Usain,
celebrity.
I'm saying Usain Bolt.
What?
If anyone's ever going to be late.
That might be an ironic title.
Who is famously late?
He's quite laid back, isn't he?
Oh.
Who's late all the time?
Donald Trump.
It's not Donald Trump. Not Mark
Wright.
Don't
be sarky, Becky.
Mark Wright.
Oh, right. So what else am I going to...
Right, you knew this was happening. Just think of some names beforehand, so that if you can't think of one, just write them down and then you won't have to say Mark Wright or Donald Trump. Come on.
Claudia Winkleman.
Right, good. There's a new one, you see. Just get a copy of Heat or something before and have a look. So, Better Late Than Never, the Claudia Winkleman story. Becky?
I said Usain Bolt.
Right, okay, that's a serious answer, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. The person who wrote that book was...
Len Goodman.
Len Goodman. Oh, yeah, I get it now.
Close with Claudia Winkleman.
How do you get it? I don't get it.
Well, because he's old and he's written his book famously late in his life.
Right.
Is that what it means? Or maybe he's just a bit tardy. And next.
From This Moment On.
Oh, I like that. Who could have written a book like that?
Martine McCutcheon.
Oh, I was about to say that.
Why were you?
Why was I thinking that then?
Oh, because this is my moment. That song she had. That's why.
Oh.
From This Moment On.
Shania Twain.
Oh, you didn't even guess. It's fine, he would have said Mark Wright anyway.
He would have done, yeah.
That is one of her songs, though, isn't it? And next.
Soul Coaster. Oh, sorry. Solar Coaster. The Diary of Me.
Oh, I wanted to say Ronan Keating.
Life is a Solar Coaster.
Yeah. And then he went off and did it on his own, yeah. It's a bit too cheesy for him, though, isn't it?
I'll go Bewitched. All of them. Group one.
Solar Coaster. The Bewitched Story. Oh, Life is a Solar Coaster. But that's not the name of it, though.
What?
It was called Rollercoaster. Oh, I see, right.
Yeah, but it's
similar. Okay, the answer was?
R. Kelly.
Amazing that his book is called that. What's it called again?
Solar Coaster, The Diary of Me.
And next?
It's All News to Me.
Who wrote that?
It's going to be a journalist, isn't it? Hugh Edwards.
Oh, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Oh, was it though?
No, this is this is why does she always get to go first?
Pick another newscaster.
Oh. George Alagoya.
The answer is
Jeremy Vine.
Oh.
Well, kind of same. And next,
My Take.
Could be a famous shoplifter.
Oh, good idea.
Who's a famous shoplifter? No, don't say that.
Donald Trump.
Oh, no, I can only think of...
Don't say that anyone famous is a shoplifter. They don't like it. They generally complain and sue you.
My Take.
Yeah, but the problem is, whatever name I say now, it's going to look like I'm accusing them of shoplifting. Because I've got to say a celebrity.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Just say one.
Gary Barlow.
Is not a shoplifter. What are you saying?
Jason Manford, but I don't think it is.
And the answer is...
Gary Barlow. Yes!
Oh, yeah! No!
My Take.
Have it.
Yeah.
Next up is Keeping It Real.
Who keeps it real? Celebrity that keeps it real.
Dappy.
Keeping It Real? Who is it?
Donald Trump.
I actually see his... I can see the
he cogs... He so wants to say Mark Wright now.
...whirring
well.
Away, and it's like, he can't... He genuinely cannot think of one celebrity. Look at him.
Pixie Lott.
And the answer is...
Jodie Marsh.
Oh, of course. Of course it is. What? And that was Whose Autobiography Is This? Thank you to the new voice of the autobiographies.
You're welcome.
And if you said any of those correctly, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points for each one.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
It's true. When you're put on the spot, you can't think of anybody famous.
No.
I don't think most people can. Chris, as many famous people as you can in 60
Whoa.
Seconds. Go.
Matt Willis. Emma Willis. OJ Borg. Scott Mills. Jenny Faulkner. Mark Wright. Donald Trump. Amy Charles. Pixie Lott. Professor Green.
Struggling.
Jodie Marsh.
These are ones you said before.
Oh.
He looks like he's physically in pain.
Bjorn Borg.
Bjorn Borg?
Tim Hemman. Sue Barker.
You're getting help from people on MSN.
Gary Lineker.
Stop looking at the screen.
Robbie Savage. Ian Wright. Lloyd Doyley.
Hey.
He's a Watford player.
He's not a celebrity.
And I think that's it. Tom Daly.
Have a good weekend, everyone.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download.